We're telling stories from Oakland's Skyline High School. The Asperger Inclusion Program is one thing that draws students to the school. Another is the arts. The school offers drama, dance, instrumental and vocal music, and theater. As Aaliyah Yates reports, it's not your ordinary arts program. Extraordinary things are happening within Skyline's walls.
It's 7:30 in the morning at Skyline High, and the halls are humming with activity. Kids are talking and slamming lockers. It's loud. But one building's playing a different tune. When you walk into Mr. Tolliver's music room, you're transported to the world of the arts. It's loud, it's passionate, it's musical, and it's understaffed.
Here's the whole song.
He is teaching too many classes, in my opinion.
Band president and teacher's assistant Kyla Weich is familiar with his heavy course load. Mr. Tolliver teaches not one, not two, but six classes. That's one jazz band, one orchestra, one marching band, and three guitar classes. Did I mention he's also an advisor for the Black Student Union?
I forgot that. I'm the performing arts chair.
Yep, and he does it all. There's no jazz director and then an orchestra director. It's all Mr. Tolliver. He does it all.
That's because he has to do it all. At Skyline, many elective classes, like the music and drama program, are either underfunded or not funded at all.
The only thing that is paid for from any part of this school is my salary. Everything else that you see is all us generated.
By us generated, he means he and the students raise money to keep the music program going. Competition fees, uniforms, instrument repairs, the works.
We go on a lot of just quick little gigs and stuff to raise money. The jazz band does a lot of that too. They do Yoshis every year, and that brings in a lot of our revenue.
They do whatever it takes to raise money. Raffles, bake sales, benefit concerts. But the majority comes from the gigs they perform for various events.
It could be anywhere from a person's party to the mayor hosting something and they just want the Skyline Jazz Band to come out.
I just booked a gig for the mayor 10 minutes ago.
Now, the revenue varies from each event. It can range from a set $500 for a three-hour gig or a couple hundred from the event and donations from partygoers. Altogether, they raise about $3,500 a year. Not only does the program struggle with funding, it's also understaffed.
Let's just do majors and let's go up chromatic.
I'm basically the first chair of the entire orchestra. When the teacher's not here, I conduct everybody, make sure everybody knows what to do.
Chelsea and Kayla say they've essentially become teachers. Tolliver has taught his students to, well, teach students.
And it's not just me. It's like me, the co-drum majors. They do it all. They pick out music. They conduct rehearsals.
Taking on such responsibility is meaningful for these Skyline students. The skills they've gained extend beyond music.
It's a lot different than being at a music program anywhere else.
Senior Chelsea Burgess says Mr. Tolliver is a big reason why she stayed in the music program.
He's not going to just leave you hanging if you don't know something. He's going to take the time out of his day to, you know, give you private lessons and teach you.
And for Mr. Tolliver, teaching is his true calling.
I love the fact of, you know, I get to call myself a music educator. I think if you teach music, really teach music, not notes, not just rhythms, but if you teach music, they will have an education.
It can also allow him, as a teacher, to connect with the students on a deeper level. And that, at the end of the day, is what music is all about.
Teaching music is such an exchange of spirit. And, you know, you're teaching people how to learn. You're giving what you have, at the same time you're trying to see what your student has and helping them to tap into that so that they can teach themselves and hopefully equally and excel you as a performer or as a teacher and as an artist.
Mr. Tolliver is a loving teacher, but he's still tough because what he cares about is that these students succeed in the long run.
You're going to hate me, and in 10 years you're going to love me. I don't need you hate me, just good, hate me in class.
And students like Juliana know that even when he's hard on her, it's all from the heart.
you know, he pushes us a lot, very, very strongly, like, in the direction that he thinks that we need to go. But it's a loving push.
But these skills, these leadership roles, that will stay with them.
Each student gets the opportunity to make their mark. You know, my mark was the color guard. Chelsea's mark is orchestra. You know, even after she leaves, you know, she can say, I was the concert mistress. You know, Kayla's mark is jazz band and different things that she's done.
So a true education would be discovering what's inside of a person and helping them to develop that. Their gifts, their innate gifts and talents and passions.
Tolliver's been teaching for more than 2 decades, 6 of them at Skyline. He's decided that this will be his last year here. He's moving to Claremont Middle School, where he hopes he can make his mark on an even younger generation. But don't be sad. Just like his students, Mr. Vincent Fitzgerald Tolliver has left his mark at Skyline. For Cross Currents, I'm Aaliyah Renee Yates.